Hello, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show where we talk about the Akashic Records and how they can shift and change the energy in your life, how you can understand more about what your soul's purpose is, and how we can actually help you to communicate with your soul's information so that you are living truly the life you want to live. Last week we had a great show. We had Rayanne Lori Anderson on. She was talking about, we were talking about animal communication. And Lori's going to be back on with us. I'm going to be announcing that time frame. Right now what happened is I don't have the calendar I talked to her about, so I can't tell you exactly when it's going to be. But it's going to be in a couple of weeks, and I will be letting you know that. And be sure and look, you know, give me a call or email me, and I will be happy to let you know when she's going to be on with me again. For those people who are listening and you want to call in tonight, that would be great. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and that's AKASHICWISDOM. I've got my computer on. I'm waiting for your questions. Or you can call in tonight. Next week, we're probably going to have more lines for you to call in on, but this week, you can call worldwide at 888-815-9756, or if you're in the U.S., you can call 877-876-5227, or if you'd like to call direct, the country code is 01, or if you'd just like to call direct, that's fine, too, at 530-876-5227. 3222. So tonight, you know, it's interesting. What I want to talk to you about is how your past is controlling your now and dictating your future. And so what's been happening for me is I've been noticing, and I don't know if it's energetic or if it's just me, and that's okay. But what's been happening with me is there are certain things that I know that I, quote-unquote, should be doing to move myself along and to expand my success. And for whatever reason, I'm not doing it. So I went into the records, and I'm trying to get a better handle on why this is happening. And I don't know about you, but this has happened for me at various times in my life, and something that I actually am aware of, that not just myself, but others, we have real challenges when it comes to stepping into our greatness. It's hard for us to move forward. It's hard for us, in many cases, we really do know what will make us successful. We really do know what our next steps are. We really do know what we should be doing on a daily basis to help us feel good about ourselves. And yet, we allow life to get in our way, and we don't do it. And it's come to the point that I got frustrated enough with it, so I said, what is up? And what the record keepers gave me is what I call an Akashicism. And I have a whole collection of different Akashic isms they've given me over the years. But the new one today was, the past will no longer control my now or dictate my future. So, or the way I'm going to say it is, my past will no longer control my now or dictate my future. And there's another way of saying it. I'm going to see which one, everyone fits you. Feels better for you. I will no longer allow my past to dictate my now and control my future. Because you see, what happens is there are things that we have done or not done in the past that we feel bad about, or we feel afraid about, or we feel that we have made a commitment about. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that actually say, well, the reason I'm not successful, the reason I don't have a lot of money is because I took a vow of poverty in another lifetime. Well, balderdash, you know, that's just, that has no relevance on today. The reason why that is that's an excuse. It's an excuse not to try. That's an excuse. The reason that's an excuse is what the past is the past. It is not your today. It is not your future. And when we allow our past to dictate our now and control our future, we are victims. And we are still, no matter how much work we're doing, no matter how much work we've done, and no matter how much you want to say you're aware, you're still allowing outside influences to control you, and you are not the captain of your own ship. And so what I would like to do today, and I'd love to have some discussion, so anybody who'd like to call in, please let's call and talk to me about this, is we have to really explore who is running our ship. Who is that person or people or commitment? Who did we make a vow to in this lifetime subconsciously not to succeed? Who are we either afraid of their reaction if we succeed? For example, there's many people I've talked to who are afraid to step forward or afraid to become successful because of their spouses or significant others for a variety of different reasons. There are some people who are afraid to step forward and be successful because they're afraid that that spouse or that lover will leave them if they become too successful. Or they're afraid that if they become too successful, that their significant other will become jealous. Or they will feel their ego will be damaged because the individual is more successful than they are. Or they feel, these are just kind of examples that come forward in consultations. And so what happens, just to kind of for those people who have never had an Akashic Record consultation with me, what happens is it works on your core issues based on your questions about why you're not successful. And so I do these individual consultations, and these core issues come up. And what happens is that there are also people who are afraid to step forward and be successful. It's almost like they're not doing it, out of spite. Like, I'll show you I'm not going to be successful. I'll show you you're going to have to take care of me. I'll show you what a bad job you're doing by not being the wage earner or the supportive partner. And so therefore, because you're not the supportive partner or the supportive parent or the supportive friend or the supportive sibling or whatever, I'm not going to be successful. I'll show you. And that can be extremely powerful. I mean, the idea here is that we cannot allow ourselves to become victims or be victims or walk in victim. We cannot allow that. And so I encourage you, as you're listening to this show, to begin to think about who are you pleasing by not being successful? Who are you spiting by not being successful? Who are you holding back or afraid? What relationship would change? And are you so afraid that relationship would change that you are stopping yourself from being successful? Because there's something here that we really need to look at. So who is that with for you? Many times it's parents. Now, what's important to understand is that when you work, when you're dealing with underlying core issue beliefs of what holds you back, you deal with issues that move you into a space where it's almost impossible where you, it's almost like you get, the record keepers are showing me a picture. It's like you get so boxed in that you can't move forward, you can't move back, you can't move side to side, because you get entrenched, if you will, in your belief systems. And it's like each belief system creates another lie about why things are the way they are. And so in these, and it's not a, this is not a criticism. My sweet dear listeners, you need to know, and I know that many of you do, know that all of this information that comes forward is coming directly from the Akasha. I deliver it with immense amount of love for you and immense amount of love for myself, because I am and I have taken on the responsibility of being this vehicle for you to look at yourself. And so this time that we have on the air once a week can be expanded in your own life. And if you find benefit from the work that we do once a week, you can tell your friends so we have more listeners. You can call for a personal consultation to support the work, or you can even donate to this program by using PayPal. I think there's a button on the PayPal that says, this helped me so much. I have people do this all the time. This has helped me so much, and they donate a certain amount of money because just listening has helped them. Because there's so many times that people will say, I've learned more from your show than I did in 20 years with therapy. I've learned more from your consultation that I have of multiple therapists that I've gone, because I never was able to get at the core issues of what's holding me back, or on core issues in different areas. And so feel free, you know, to call in tonight and talk to me about what's going on. Feel free to call me privately if you would prefer. If you want to call me privately, that's fine. It's 216-691-1233. I do individual consultations for not only individuals, but for business owners. So there's a lot here for you, but hear me. When I say that we as a species, as not only humans that have come to this planet that we have deemed a planet of struggle, as we've talked about before, but these old belief systems need to be explored and need to be transmuted. They need to be embraced and eliminated, and we need to be able to understand what our patterns are on a regular basis so that we may move forward and not allow ourselves to fall into this pattern again. We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Who, and what is your name?
Trish.
Did you say Chris?
Trish.
Oh, Trish. Hi, Trish. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. Have you listened before?
I've heard your show a while ago, but I haven't listened in quite some time.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. I never had a chance to call in before, so I was just wondering, I'm not sure how this works, if you could give me a reading sole purpose, or I'm not sure.
Well, if you want sole purpose, I'm happy to do that. We were actually supposed to do that last week for lots of folks, but I need your current legal name in order to help you with that. So are you willing to give that on the air, or would you rather email it to me?
I will email it to you.
Okay. So can you do that now?
Yes.
While we're talking?
Yeah. Well, I can't do it right now while we're talking, but I can try to do it, get it in the next few minutes.
Okay. So here's what I'd like you to do. We're actually talking about what's going on and how you sabotage yourself by past beliefs. And if you email me your current legal name, we can certainly talk about sole purpose, and we can talk about how you sabotage yourself. How about that?
Okay, great.
Okay, great. Look forward to talking to you. So if you want to email me, ladies or gentlemen, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's A-K-A-S-H-I-C WISDOM, and we did. We were going to do Soul Purpose last week. We can still do that this week, but we can. I can still talk to you about that. That was kind of like the anniversary show that we talked to Rayon instead. But we must really look at who we are. We must look at what we take on as our truth when it is really not our truth, it's somebody else's truth. And we need to look at the various things that we have allowed ourselves to move into that truly, again, don't belong to us. It was interesting. There was a book signing today here in Ohio, with Sylvia Brown. And, you know, I have the greatest respect for Sylvia Brown. I think that she's done wonderful things to open up people's ideas. But it's like her books are like anybody else's books. They're her opinion. They're her guide's opinion. It's not, in other words, like everybody has their own personal truth. But we have to make sure that in doing our work, we do our work and not allow other people to tell us what our work is. So that's why I'm encouraging you to look at how your life is shaped up and how you hold themselves back and how you hold yourself back from success because you're trying to either, again, protect someone, punish someone, or please someone else. So that's what we want to really kind of look at. So here's what I'd like you to do. I would like you to look at your life. And I would like you to ask yourself the question of, who am I trying to protect by not moving into my greatness, by not being all that I can be? Or who am I trying to punish by holding myself back, by not moving into what I truly want? You can also ask, who am I trying to please by not succeeding or by succeeding? See, interestingly enough, we were talking about I'll show you. There's many times that people will use that as a motivation, but it's more than just a motivation for many people, more than just a motivation. So what you really want to look at, okay, is you want to look at where you're getting the most juice, I guess that's the best way to explain it, the most kick for not being successful, for not really moving into your own personal time, if you will. So as I was saying before, there are other people that I have that I work with that are afraid to work on themselves or afraid to step into their greatness because they have parents who used to tell them how they messed up. So they had very critical parents, and because they had very critical parents, being successful, one of two things either happened. Well, actually, there's a lot of different things can happen. But basically, one of the things that I deal with is that people are afraid to step into their greatness or afraid to be successful because if, in fact, they're successful, they'll prove their parents wrong. So all their life, their parents have said, you're a screw-up, if you will, or you're wrong, or this or that. And for them to become successful would prove their parents wrong, and if they proved their parents wrong, that would hurt their parents, even if their parents aren't alive anymore, even if their parents aren't on the planet anymore. They're holding that belief as a little child that the only way that they can become acknowledged or loved is if they are not successful. Does that ring true for any of you out there? That one of the reasons you hold yourself back is that by being successful, you would prove somebody wrong? Or by being successful, it would be scary because you wouldn't know what to do next? Or by being successful, that would mean you'd have to take care of yourself and be responsible, and your parents always told you that you could not take care of yourself? Or maybe, like you said, it was a spouse. And Trish, if you want to email me your name, you need to email your name to me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So I am really waiting for you to do that. So hopefully you have done that, and we can go on with your information. So I want you to think about that. So come on, call in to me. Let's talk about what's going on for you. Next week we're going to have more than one line, but this week we only have one line. Where are your discrepancies? And how do you want to be helped to neutralize them? What would have to happen in your life? What would have to happen in your world for you to be willing to give up the core issues that have brought you to where you're at? What would have to happen? What would have to happen for you to be able to, literally, what the record keepers are showing me is, unzip the old and have that wonderful part of you step out into the world? What kind of support would you need to be able to do that? One of the ways to help yourself understand that is to understand and really look at, what is the payoff, or what's the juice that I'm getting here for not being successful? We're just talking about this before. How is it serving you? And there was nothing that we have in our life, and you've heard me say this before, nothing that we have in our life is there if it doesn't serve us. Because if it didn't serve us, it wouldn't be there. That's just what's going on. Even the negative stuff is there to help us shine a light on either how we want to be or how we don't want to be. And so we have a choice. It either makes sense in my life or it doesn't make sense in my life. I either keep it or I don't. There really isn't any other question about that. But if you're going to keep it, then you really need to be clear about why you want to keep it. And you know what? It's okay. Sometimes our negative belief systems are there because we're not ready to let them go. Because they're old and they're comfortable, and learning something new can be scary. It's almost like, if I give up this old stuff that I know so well, I'll be out there and vulnerable and I won't know which way to turn. And that in itself is a belief system that really is not true. The reason that's not true is because when you decide to step out of victim and into strength, all of a sudden the universe conspires to work with you. And it's this time of our life that, when we're talking about the economy the way it is, that we have to step out of our fear and into our strength. There's a quote that says that fear is, like, a lot of times, in fact, this gentleman, his name is Noah St. John, really good guy, and what he says is that fear is not false evidence appearing real. It's not that. It's, fear is an emotion caused by the expectation of pain. Now think about that. Fear is an emotion caused by the expectation of pain. So what we have to look at is if, in fact, we are walking around in fear, we have to look at what pain are we expecting and how are we bringing it to us. Very interesting, don't you think? Very interesting. There was another quote that he talked about that would be that is very important. Let me try to get a find it. And so, it's important for us to really assess how we want our life to look and feel. You've heard me say that before. You know, we really need to look at that. We also need to know, or look at, you know, the other possibility of holding ourselves back is because of family obligations. Like, if I become too successful, I won't be able to be with my children, or I won't be able to do my duties. And the reality is if you're really that successful, you'll be able to delegate stuff and you won't have to worry about it. You know, and so really, it's really important for us to look at that. I want to tell you about this. It's really, so what are your thoughts? You know, this program is only as good as you calling in. So for those people who are sitting on the fence saying, I'm going to wait, don't wait. Call in. Give us a chance to talk to you. And I don't know what happened to Trish because I don't have her email, and I would be happy to give her an answer to a question if she would just email me. The other thing I want to talk to you about is where else does fear put in your life? So the idea is that if you're really afraid of success and you realize that, you need to really look at where did you get that information? Whose idea is that? Whose idea? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? How did you see your parents when you were growing up? Were your parents afraid of being successful? Were your parents afraid of moving forward? Did you see your mom hold herself back because she didn't want to overshadow your dad? Think about that. Think about how you saw yourself, how you were raised. Who were the successful people that were your mentors or your role models? You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson said that the actual quote is, "Inside of us, we all know that on the other side of fear lies freedom." Think about that. Inside of us, we all know that on the other side of fear lies freedom. And so what you want to ask yourself is, what freedom is on the other side of my fear? I hope you're taking notes. I hope you're writing this down. I hope these are going to be wonderful journaling exercises for you for the rest of the week. See, one of the ways to really move into that fear is to accept the pain and accept the idea of it may be painful. See what I mean? Really imagine what pain that is and realize that there's really nothing there. I mean, it's not, how can I explain this? The pain that you would feel around being successful would be overshadowed by the joy of your accomplishment. And it's not just the accomplishment about becoming rich or famous the accomplishment is about feeling free to be who you truly want to be. That's what it's all about. And so what I'd like you to do now, let's do a little bit of a meditation. And I want you to just take a nice deep breath and close your eyes. And I'd like you to imagine that you're moving into a star system. And you're being carried into another galaxy. Into another vortex of light. That you're moving higher to a higher realm of consciousness than you've ever visited before. I'd like you to imagine expanding your energy out to the point where you can touch with your beingness all wisdom, all knowing. Allow yourself to expand into that other galaxy, into that other realm, into that other consciousness. And from that point of wisdom, I'd like you just to conceive of moving into the possibility of creating or being who you truly want to be on this lifetime. It's almost like you're viewing from a higher level different possibilities or probabilities for your life in this consciousness. Moving up to your higher self, to the higher realm, and looking down, and looking at the various areas or levels of probability. It's almost like looking at a life map, where you see that one turn or one movement would take you to one place, and another movement or another choice, if you will take you to another place. And from this point of power, from this place of all-knowing, I would like you to see your true potential, your true abilities in this lifetime, from a human point of view. You know, we're you're at a point here that you can view all of your possibilities and probability. Look down and see which one would be the best for you. Now moving back and allowing that knowledge to move all the way back. It's almost like it funnels back into your auric field on this planet. It's like you're just like a funnel. It just funnels through your crown chakra. So the wisdom fills your body. And allow your body to be filled with that knowledge, filled with that information. Who are you now? What choices do you have? What would you like to share with the world? What is your true potential? and if and what has gotten in your way? Embrace whatever it is that's gotten in your way. Wrap it in light. Wrap it in love. And release it to the arms of the angel. Move back. Claim who you are. And know that you are pure potential. With this knowledge, I'd love to have you share with us what your experience just was as you come back into the room. So do call. Do pick up the phone. Let us know. Inspire us all. You have the power to inspire the listening audience right now with your experience. Don't hold back. Allow yourself to be the one you've been waiting for. Pick up the phone. Call me. I want to hear about your journey. I want to hear about what your dreams are. I want to hear about who you want to be. I want to hear about all the things that you would like to accomplish. And I would like you to know and be assisted by the Akashic Records on how to accomplish your heart's desire. So call now with your dreams, and the record keepers will help you create what you truly want with direction, with information, with suggestions. Not by telling you what to do, but by helping you understand what's possible. So call in at 888-815-9756. From anywhere in the world that you are, wherever you're listening, you can use that number to call in. 888-815-9756. Or if you're in the U.S., you can call 877-876-5227. I encourage you to call in, because without your phone calls, I might as well stop the program. So if you want to hear me speak more, you need to participate and call in. This program is only as good as your feedback. So, all I can do is tell you I will help you if you call. Okay, so I got somebody who sent an email, and her name, I hope she says it's okay. She's given me her name. Her first name is Zelma. Great last name. And what she says is that she feels like her life is not moving forward, and she doesn't know which direction to turn, even if she tries. So what I'd like to share with you, Zelma, is that it's going to be very important that you make a list of what you would like to accomplish. Move into what you know to be your truth. And if, in fact, what I'd like to say with
Hello.
Hi. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Oh, yes. I just turned down my telephone.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. Well, I just want to finish telling Zelma a comment, and then I will be happy to talk to you.
Okay. Wonderful.
Great. All right. So, Zelma, what would be important for you is to make a list of the things you truly want to do, and then move into your own center and create possibilities and look at which one feels the best. And then call me privately at 216-691-1233, and I will help you because I've got another caller here. Hi there.
Hi, Donna. We do love hearing you. We are out there.
Good. Because sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself, you know.
We are. Well, whether you're in the archives or whether you're in the ethers or in the Kasha, we know you are with us and leading us to our highest and best. And that's why I'm calling, because, you know, I really am empathizing and really feel that meditation really put me in a very, I guess, important focus. I know particularly people who are in the United States. Like, I listen to a lot of radio shows. I was listening tonight and throughout. I listen to BBS, and it just seems like it's oppressive news. But what people realize is that's just a small tip of the iceberg. There's so much out there. It's that hidden power, and people don't call. They aren't proactive, or they don't acknowledge their success because it's that fear. And I have always used false evidence appearing real. And when tonight you said basically that it's emotions expecting pain,
right?
I thought to myself, I've never heard that before in my life, but it is speaking to me tonight.
Well, I've never heard any of these before, and I have to quote that is Noah St. John is the one that made that quote, and I just really admire that. Hello? Hello? Oh, where'd you go? My goodness, where'd you go? I don't even know that gentleman's name. But I'm glad he called. Call back! Because I wanted to ask you a question. I wonder if there's something wrong with the phones tonight. But I'm so glad that he called. And are you still there? Hello? All right. Well, I'm going to make that quote again. And I want you all to really feel it in every speck of your being, all right? And I'm also going to let you share with you, okay, that quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. But the idea here is fear is an emotion caused by the expectation of pain. So what we walk around with when we walk around in pain or walk around in fear is we're expecting the next shoe to fall. And we don't need to do that. We really don't need to do that. And that's what's important, that we really take a look at what areas of our life we are doing that in. And that other comment was that freedom is beyond the fear. So if, in fact, you have this wonderful life, or you want this wonderful life, you know, many times people have said, well, you know, there have been other healers and spiritual people that have said, well, you know, you have to, act, you know, like fake it till you make it, or assume that it's, you know, like move into that, align that energy of it, that you already have it. But here's the interesting thing piece around that. Especially for people who want dollars or success, what I encourage you to do is to move into the feeling you would have if, in fact, you had all the dollars and success that you wanted. How would that feel? So, for example, for those people who, let's say, deal with clutter issues, if, in fact, you were a millionaire, how would your clutter, what significance would your things have if you were a millionaire? If money were truly no object, which it is not. If money is not an object, it's an energy. But if money were truly not an object, how important would those things be around you? How easily would you be willing or able to let them go if you had all the money you needed? Think about that. Think about the idea is if, in fact, you were a millionaire, what kind of freedom would that give you? And it's not to go, I'd go and spend all I want, and I'd go and create a beautiful healing center, and I would do all these wonderful things for people. That's very nice. But the reality is, what freedom would having all that money give you? What essence of feeling would be there if, in fact, you could have it any way you wanted it? And if you can hold on or grab on or align with that feeling, you're going to be miles ahead. Miles ahead. So I don't know where that gentleman went, because it was a great conversation, and I'm so sorry he didn't, you know, because I knew that there was other things he wanted to say, and I didn't even catch your name. So I hope you email me, and I really want you to folks to call in. Again, this show is only as good as your comments. Only as good as your comments. And so I so deeply love talking to you. As I said, you know, I can sit here and talk, and, you know, I've had other people comment or call me offline and say, the reason I don't call in is because I just love to hear you talk. And that is a lovely compliment. Thank you so much. But it's so much more fun to hear from you. See, your interaction is what feeds the records. See, your questions get us to the right area of the records for us all to learn from. So it's fueled by your questions. See, that's the way it works. So we only have about 10 more minutes left of the show. So please, let your voice be heard. Be the inspiration for everyone out there. And give a call. Let's get back to Zelma until somebody calls. Okay. Zelma, back to you. We're going to help you out here. Is there somebody on the line? Because I didn't hear the beep. Okay. Zelma, the comment you're making here is, it feels like my life is not moving forward, and I don't know which direction to turn, even if I try. Many times what we all have to do is give up, and I'm not saying that you give up your dreams, but the idea here is we have to decide how realistic our goals are for who we are and what we want. And it's not about, it's about, we have to reassess it. The reason I say that is because many times we start out with these wonderful goals and with these wonderful ideas of how we want our life to be. And we, again, are living somebody else's idea of how we want our life to be. Or we're living goals that are not attainable. I mean, they're just not attainable. So, for example, you know, if you have blue eyes and you want naturally to have brown eyes, the only way you can have brown eyes is to put contacts on. But your eyes will never be brown naturally. You'll always need to put those contacts in. I mean, there's certain things you cannot change. And there's certain things that you want to be able to move forward in and see what is your catalyst moment. What do you need as a catalyst to create that which you truly want? You really need to look at that, okay? Okay. I got an email from the gentleman who was on the phone. His name is Drew. Thanks, Drew, for emailing me back. I wish somebody else would call in too, and his cell phone died. So hopefully we will hear from Drew at another time. But I want to go back to this idea of, no matter what I try, it doesn't work. What are you trying and where, what areas are you moving into, and what is the pattern of the success or lack of success that you see? So, for example, if in fact you keep trying to get a job and you don't get a job and you don't get a job and you don't get a job, and you see other people getting a job and the same thing that you're getting a job, you have to say, what is going on with me that something's not happening? And then you have to take a personal, really a good look at yourself on what is going on with you. For example, I'm going to go to relationships for a minute. If, in fact, you have the pattern of only having one or two dates with someone and then they don't call you back, you need to really look at what is it that's going on that you either attract the people that don't hang around, or that you, what are you doing that causes people not want to call you back? Now, this is not a criticism. What it is we must become our own personal assessors, if you will. We have to assess what we need to do, or what's preventing us from being all that we are. And, you know, you have to understand, too, that many times it may not be others. It may be us. And we have to be willing to look at that. We have to be willing to look at what is it about us that is creating this pattern. And the way you do that is by becoming, if you will, vigilantly aware of your, not only your patterns, but your needs and the reactions of people. And you need to start documenting those reactions. So, for example, if in fact you think you're being nice, kind, or whatever, or helpful, and people don't seem to cooperate with you, you need to really look at what kind of vibe you're either putting out or what beliefs you're holding that are is creating the energy. And again, this is not critical, and this is not to be able to say to you that there's something wrong. It's really about a personal assessment so that we can then eliminate the underlying beliefs and behaviors that no longer serve us. And sometimes what we need is our friends to tell us what their observation is. So you have to ask and give your friends permission to be brutally honest in their observations. I mean, not brutally cruel, but just honest with how you react to people. Now, getting back to a job or not knowing which way to go. Not which way to go, no matter what you try, it's really about assessing what are you trying that's not working, and what is the pattern of what you're trying, and how often does that pattern show up? And because I'm not talking to you personally, I don't get the feedback, so I can't. So the record keepers can only go so far with this. Again, it's your interaction that creates the play, but the information that has just been sent or through this question to out to the ethers, out to your listeners, and has been an inspiration to many people out there that are using these words as a way for them to connect with their higher selves and a way for them to move into their higher beingness. I want you to just know that. So, it's going to be important for anyone who has finds benefit and wants to go deeper into their own core issues. If this is important to you, then you need to call me privately. And again, my private number is 216-691-1233. We're getting close to the end of the program. I so appreciate you listening. I love to get your email. Next week, we're going to be talking. I don't know what the topic is because the record keepers give it to me that day. But you can affect that topic by either your questions, by emailing me, or by calling me and leaving a question on the voicemail for the show, or by calling in when the show is here. I just need to know you're out there, folks. So I deeply love you. This is a service to you. So we're going to close the records for the show. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of these wonderful beings of light, both seen and unseen. For those people who are listening, either today on March 8th or will listen to the archives, I want to close the show by saying, I hope you have a miracle-filled week. We ask all that are listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on March 8th, 2009, by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you would all join me in saying amen. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.